من يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء صلوات. WhoisHussein.org is conducting a toy and food drive. Community members who have toys that their children have outgrown or any canned food items are requested to place these items in the boxes placed outside in the men's and ladies' sections. Items will be handed out during the Who is Hussein campaign that will take place in Orlando on December 22nd. Let us now invite Sayyid Muhammad Naqvi to please come forward and recite tonight's mazlis with a loud Nair Salawat.
رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماءه العادون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفطن الذي ليس لصفته حد محدود ولا نعت موجود ولا وقت معدود ولا أجل ممدود فطر الخلائق بقدرته ونشر الرياح برحمته ووتد بالسخور ميدان أرضه والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين سيدنا الممجد بشيرنا المصدق نذيرنا المعيد المصطفى الأمجد محمود الأحمد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين قال عنهم الرسول اللهم إن هؤلاء أهل بيتي وخاصتي وحامتي لحمهم لحمي ودمهم دمي يؤلمني ما يؤلمهم ويحزنني ما يحزنهم أنا حرب لمن حاربهم وسلم لمن سالمهم وعدو لمن عاداهم ومحب لمن أحبهم إنهم مني وأنا منهم فاجعل صلواتك وبركاتك ورحمتك وغفرانك ورضوانك علي وعليهم وأذهب عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغذيهم وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكر فضائلهم ومناقبهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين أما بعد السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين سلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي عبد الله الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before I continue with the understanding of the khutbah of Imam Sajjad salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayh, I have been requested to recite a marthiya, and then inshallah ta'ala after the marthiya we will continue with the understanding of the khutbah of Imam Sajjad. May I request a loud salawat, please? One of the most difficult things for a father to do is to bid farewell to his son when he knows that this is the final journey for his son. No one better than Aba Abdullah al-Husayn, as he allows his son Ali Akbar and tells him, Bunayya Qaddim, O my son, move and go and fight these people to save Islam. The parts of the Masa'ib are known, but the sentiments of the father have been expressed by this particular Noha Khan, who has written this particular Noha. You may have heard it. It is the father, the son, who is coming to seek permission from the father, and it is the father who is responding to the request of his son. Akbar tumhe maloom hai kya maang rahe ho, tum baap se marne ki raza maang rahe ho. Akbar tumhe maloom hai kya maang rahe ho, tum baap se marne ki raza maang rahe ho. Is aalam-e-ghurbat mein tumhe jaane dun kaise, is dasht-e-musibat mein tumhe jaane dun kaise, is waqt e qiyamat mein tumhe jaane dun kaise. Ae lal jo tum izne vigha maang rahe ho, tum baap se marne ki raza maang rahe ho. Akbar tumhe maloom hai kya maang rahe ho, tum baap se marne ki raza maang rahe ho. Kya guzregi is baap ke dil par nahi socha, mar jaunga main tujhse bichhad kar nahi socha, tumne ye meri jaali akbar nahi socha, tum mujhse zayfi ka asa maang rahe ho, tum baap se marne ki raza maang rahe ho. Akbar tumhe maloom hai kya maang rahe ho, tum baap se marne ki raza maang rahe ho. Dil rota hai nazron se agar dur ho beta, kis tarah judai teri manzoor ho beta, tum hi meri aankhein ho mera noor ho beta, mujhse meri aankhon ki ziya maang rahe ho, tum baap se سے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہے ہو. اکبر تمہیں معلوم ہے کیا مانگ رہے ہو, تم باپ سے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہے ہو. ایک روز تجھے آن کے مانگا تھا پھوپھی نے, 18 برس نازوں سے پالا تھا پھوپھی نے, بیٹوں سے بھی زیادہ تمہیں چاہا تھا پھوپھی نے. احسان جو زینب نے کیا مانگ رہے ہو, تم باپ سے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہے ہو. اکبر تمہیں معلوم ہے کیا مانگ رہے ہو, تم باپ سے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہے ہو. جناب علی اکبر رسپونس, بابا مجھے معلوم ہے کیا مانگ رہا ہوں, ایک باپ سے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہا ہوں. بابا مجھے معلوم ہے کیا مانگ رہا ہوں, ایک باپ سے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہا ہوں. بابا مجھے اماں نے بھی کچھ درس دیا ہے, آداب وفا سے مجھے آگاہ کیا ہے, پہلے میں مروں آپ سے وعدہ یہ لیا ہے, بس اس لیے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہا ہوں, ایک باپ سے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہا ہوں. بابا مجھے معلوم ہے کیا مانگ رہا ہوں, ایک باپ سے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہا ہوں. اکبر تمہیں معلوم ہے کیا مانگ رہے ہو, تم باپ سے مرنے کی رضا مانگ رہے ہو. صلوات علی محمد وآل محمد. انا دلاؤ صلوات علی محمد وآل محمد. Our discussion on the khutbah of Imam Sajjad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi and the analysis of this particular khutbah, we understand that Imam was speaking to the people of Sham, and the people of Sham were those people who were totally unaware about the nobility and the ancestry of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu was salam. They needed an information, they needed to be informed, they needed to be told as to who the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu was salam are, and particularly they needed to be told who Ali ibn Abi Talib was. So when you study the khutbah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu was salam, you will realize that although Imam Sajjad is speaking about being the son of Makkah and Medina, of Safa and Mina, he puts significant effort in expressing or reading the fada'il and talking about Ali ibn Abi Talib in this particular khutbah. You will notice that there is a significant part of this particular khutbah, and nobody other than Imam Ali is praised and eulogized as much as Imam Ali alayhi salam in the khutbah of Imam Sajjad. When you look at the Holy Prophet, he mentions him briefly. When you look at Janabi Zahra, he mentions Janabi Zahra briefly. But when it comes to Imam Ali, there is a significant part of the khutbah that speaks about Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi wa salamu alayh. Just for our own understanding, and the reason for that was only simple, extremely simple. The reason was that Imam wanted to inform these people of the true status of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and therefore every fazilat of Imam Ali that Imam al-Sajjad uses or mentions in his khutbah has a historical background about it. It's not only a fadila, but the fadila is fully packed with historical background. For example, he, after saying Anabnu Muhammadin al-Mustafa, I am the son of Muhammad Mustafa, he then says Ana Aliyun Anabnu Aliyin al-Murtada, I am the son of Ali al-Murtada. Then he starts speaking about the fadilat of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says Anabnu man daraba kharatim al-khalqi hatta qalu la ilaha illallah, I am the son of the one who waved his sword in a manner that those who were on the opposition said, looking at Ali ibn Abi Talib, they said, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ana man anabnu man daraba bayna yaday rasulillah bisayfain, I am the son of the one who stood together in front of the Holy Prophet of Islam waving his sword, waving two of his swords, not safe, but safein. وَطَعَنَ بِرُمْحَيْنِ, and he had two spears with him. وَهَاجَرَ الْهِجْرَتَيْنِ, and who performed two hijrah. One of the hijrah he speaks about, and the second of the hijrah he speaks, and both of these hijrah have a historical significance, which I do not have the time to go to. وَبَايَعَ الْبَيْعَتَيْنِ, I am the son of the one who pledged the oath of allegiance twice. وَقَاتَلَ بِبَدْرٍ وَحُنَيْنٍ, who participated in the battles of Badr and Hunayn. وَلَمْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ, and he is the one who never ever ever worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for a blink of an eye. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamu alayh, within the Muslim Ummah, the status of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the Shia community is that he's the first Imam. Within the wider and general Muslim community, he is the fourth Caliph of the Muslim community. He is a member of Ashra Mubashara. Ashra Mubashara are 10 people in the Muslim Ummah, 10 individuals who have been given glad tidings of going to paradise. It is not a concept within the Shia, but within the other brothers of the Muslim Ummah. One of them is Amir al-Mu'mineen. The fact that he is the son of Abu Talib and the son-in-law of the Holy Prophet of Islam and the cousin of the Holy Prophet of Islam cannot be denied. One of the things regarding the Muslim Ummah, most peculiar in the past, except now things are changing, is the fact that Ali is never radiyallahu anhu, or was never radiyallahu anhu, within the Muslim Ummah. He was always karramallahu wajha. He was never radiyallahu anhu. Radiyallahu anhu is translated as may Allah be pleased with him. So any companion that was mentioned or is mentioned within the Muslim Ummah, it is accompanied by this particular statement, radiyallahu anhu, a name of a companion, may Allah be pleased with him. But whenever the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib comes, it is never with radiyallahu anhu, it is always with karramallahu wajha, may Allah honor the face of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The reason behind this is that he is the only one of the companions of the Holy Prophet of Islam who never bowed down before any idol or never worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for a blink of an eye.
And that is why the dua or the supplication at the end is, may Allah honor the face that has never bowed down before any idol. Here, Imam Zainul Abidin salawatullahi wa salamu alayh wants them to realize, although now in the history, if you read the books now that are being published now, Ali has now become radiyallahu anhu. He is no more karramallahu wajhu in the modern books that have been written. If you look at the new books that are published in Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and many other areas, you will see that karramallahu wajha is disappearing and radiyallahu anhu is now being mentioned with the name of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. In all cases, Imam wants them to realize, these people to realize, whose son he is. You heard regarding the Holy Prophet, he does not mention too much except in the beginning and at the end when he reminds them of who his grandfather is. But when it comes to Ali ibn Abi Talib, he takes significant time in his khutbah. And then he says, Anabnu Salih al-Mu'mineen. I am the son of Salih al-Mu'mineen. If you read Surah Tahrim, verse number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimands certain individuals, and after reprimanding them, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul and Salih al-Mu'mineen is the protector of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Again, there is a historical significance to this as to who this Salih al-Mu'mineen is and why he is referred to as Salih al-Mu'mineen, and who was it that was trying to harm the Prophet and the dignity of the Holy Prophet of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Ali as Salih al-Mu'mineen. وَوَارِثَ النَّبِيِّينَ. I am the son of the one who is the inheritor of the prophets. وَقَامِعَ الْمُلْحِدِينَ وَيَعْصُوبِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَنُورُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ. You will see Imam praising one after the other, and each one of these has a significance behind. The reason was that he wanted these people to know and understand who Ali ibn Abi Talib was. At every single point, he wanted them to know that you have been brainwashed. These are the people who have brainwashed you. You do not know the significance of Ali. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. He stood in Kaaba. He is the one who has broken the idols of Kaaba. He is the one who stood next to the Holy Prophet of Islam. He is the one who was alongside the Prophet of Islam when he went to Ghar Hira. Every significant history is mentioned in certain fada'ils of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. By the fourth Imam, until he finishes this. And the only reason is to tell them, as a result, what happened and what was the impact of this particular khutbah. Prior to Imam's delivery of this khutbah, before he gave this significant khutbah in Sham, there was a man who met the fourth Imam and praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the humiliation. This is not the scholar who we mentioned was called by Yazid ibn Muawiyah to come and start the program in the Darbar of Yazid. This is before the Darbar of Yazid. There was an old man who met the fourth Imam alayhi salatu wasalam and used this particular language, and then we will see what the impact of the khutbah was. He says, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahlakakum wa amkana al-amira minkum. The man says to Imam al-Sajjad, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who annihilated your dignity. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who humiliated you and made the Amir overpower you. He is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Imam Zainul Abidin looks at him and deals with him differently. This is the same Imam when he speaks to Ibn Ziyad in the court of Ibn Ziyad in Kufa. He chooses a particular tone to speak to him. He is extremely firm in how he talks to him. He understands who he is speaking to. This time it is a man who has been misinformed An imam is using a particular tone to speak to him. When the man praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, may Allah be blessed, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be praised for having done what he has done to you, imam looks at him and says, ya Shaykh, O Shaykh, أَقْرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ, have you read the Qur'an? So the man says, na'am, I have read the Qur'an. Imam says, أَقْرَأْتَ قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Have you read this verse in the Qur'an, if you are familiar with it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I do not seek any recompense for what I have done in spreading the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that I want you to express love towards my family. Have you read this verse? The man said, na'am, I have read this verse. So Imam, very calmly, very composed, says, فَنَحْنُ الْأَقْرُبَى فَنَحْنُ الْقُرْبَى. We are that qurba regarding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Holy Prophet of Islam to tell people to love. We are that particular qurba. وَهَلْ قَرَأْتَ وَآتِي ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. Have you read this particular verse in Quran that give the near and dear ones their rights? He says, na'am, I have read it. Imam says, فَنَحْنُ الْقُرْبَى, that qurba regarding whom you have been told to give your rights to are us. Then he says, يَا شَيْخ, فَهَلْ قَرَأْتَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, have you read this particular ayah? وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِلْرَسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Have you read this particular verse in Quran which says, O Shaykh, know that whatever you benefit from the spoils of war, فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ, the fifth of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلْرَسُولِ, and the Prophet, وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى, and the close and near and dear ones to the Prophet. Have you heard this particular verse or have you read it? He says, na'am, I have read this verse. So Imam says, فَنَحْنُ الْقُرْبَى, those qurba are also us. Then Imam says, هَلْ قَرَأْتَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ يَا شَيْخ, O Shaykh, have you read this particular verse? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. He says, of course I have read this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to keep away every abomination from the Ahlul Bayt and give them a thorough and pure purification. He says, I have read this verse. What does it have to do with you? He says, well, نَحْنُ أَهْلُ بَيْتِ الَّذِي اخْتَسَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالطَّهَارَةِ. We are those Ahlul Bayt who have been given the privilege of this tahara. Do you know who we are? An imam is extremely calm and composed. So this man, and I want you to notice the final verse of the final way Imam alayhi salatu wasalam speaks. He says, yes, I have heard this particular verse. He says, billahi, we are those people. We are the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that privilege. The man says, billahi annakum hum, by God, you are those people. Imam says, Tallahi, inna lanahnu hum, min ghayri shakkin. I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by God, we are those without any doubt whatsoever. Wa haqqi jaddina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And for the sake of Rasulullah, believe it, that we are those people. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ هُمْ, it is us who are them. The man immediately looks at Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has used two words. He said billahi, Imam says tallahi. You know, to take a qasam, to take an oath in the Islamic jurisprudence, There is no oath. Khudana Qasam is not an oath. It is not even recognized. Hazrat Abbas na Qasam is not even recognized. There are only three Qasams. Wallahi, Billahi, and Tallahi. The rest of the Qasam that we take are Qasams that we use. That's fine. But there is no recognition, there is no validity of any kind of Qasam. Wallahi, Billahi, Tallahi. These are the three Qasams. Imam is being asked by this man, Billahi innakum hum, by God you are them. Imam says, Tallahi, by God we are those people. And bighayri shakkin, there is no shak whatsoever, we are those people. When the man hears this word, Tallahi, from Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, he falls on his feet, on the feet of the Imam, and says, Allahumma inni abra'u ilayka min aduwi Ali Muhammadin. O Allah, I distance myself from the enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his al. I distance myself from them. I have nothing to do with them. And he falls on the feet of the Imam, crying profusely and saying, I did not know about this. Now this is before the khutbah, huh? Before the khutbah. This is how Imam speaks to them. When Imam spoke to another person, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, when he says to him, Man ghalab, who is triumphant? And this is the language Imam uses. إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْلَمَ مَنْ غَلَبْ لَمَّا دَخَلَ وَقْتُ الصَّلَاةِ فَأَذِّنْ ثُمَّ أَقِمْ. If you really want to know who is triumphant, wait for the time of Salat. And when you hear the Adhan, then know who is triumphant. This is how he speaks to somebody else. But when it comes to speaking to people who are ignorant, who needed to be informed, Imam Ali Salatu Wasalam was using a particular tone. What did this khutbah do? After the delivery of the khutbah, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, in that same darbar, caused a huge amount of commotion. People were crying more than the Imam was crying. Imam had his voice raised, but the people there inside the darbar were crying so much. They were sobbing, wailing, angry and expressing anger towards Yazid ibn Muawiyah. Amongst the people who was crying there, and this was the immediate effect of the khutbah. Amongst the people who was crying there was a Jew who was weeping and crying. And he said to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to Yazid, he said, who is this man who has just delivered this particular khutbah? You told us he is a rebellious. Who is this man? And Yazid said, he is the son of Abu Talib. Is he son of Abu Talib? But who is the mother of this particular son of Abu Talib? Who is the son of Abu Talib? It is Ali. Who is the son? Who is the mother of this Hussein, who's regarding whom he is weeping and crying? And Yazid had to say that the mother of Hussein is the daughter of the Prophet that they believe in. The Jew is asking a question, and Yazid has had to respond that the grandmother of this man standing here is Fatima al-Zahra, who happens to be the daughter of the Prophet of the Muslim Ummah. The Jew is listening for a while, and after listening, he says, you have killed the son of the daughter of your Prophet? This was the immediate effect of the khutbah. The Jew is asking a question to Yazid ibn Muawiyah. He says, you have killed the son of the daughter of your Prophet? What an evil representative of the Prophet you are. You claim to be the representative of the Prophet. What an evil representative of the Holy Prophet you are. By God, if our Prophet Musa had a son like Hussein and like him, we would have respected him and venerated him to the point of worship. You have killed the son of the daughter of your Prophet. And then he said, shame on you. Woe be upon you. You know, when somebody says, there was no man in Sham, who had the audacity to speak to Yazid ibn Muawiyah at that time. It was Janab Zainab and Sayyid Sajjad. But immediately after the khutbah of both Zainab and Imam Sajjad, a Jew, a poor man, stood up and had the audacity to speak to Yazid. But what did the Yazid do? He did not realize that both these khutbas have finished him. He did not realize that he has no legs to stand on anymore. He did not realize that it was the end of his power. He doesn't realize none of this. He immediately does what he is best at. He calls upon his soldiers and says, "Can you deal with this man? Can you take him away? Can you deal with him?" The Jew stands up again, looking into the eyes of Yazid ibn Muawiyah, and says to him, "O Yazid, killing will not do anything for me, for now I have seen the truth that you have concealed from these people. You may kill me. I am not worried." This was the impact of the khutbah immediately. This is one of the narrations, and I specifically chose the Jew one. I did not choose the Christian one or the Muslim one. Sham was predominantly Christians, and then it was the Muslims who were present there, but they only knew the version of the Islam through the eyes of Muawiyah, through the version of Muawiyah. They had no clue about the Islam of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the Jew says to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, he says, "I don't mind being killed. I have learned from Taurat that those who killed the children of the Prophet are raised and destined for hell. And there is no doubt in my mind that after killing the son of the daughter of your Prophet, you are destined to go to hell." This was the immediate effect of the khutbah of Imam Sajjad. The other effect of the khutbah of Imam Sajjad and Janab Zainab is that the Aal of Abu Sufyan lost power once and for all. They had no legs to stand on. There was nothing they were able to do anymore. There was nothing they were able to say anymore. There was no way they could come back to whatever power. This khutbah caused the people there, the people later on in history, to develop hatred and anger against Yazid ibn Muawiyah and his entire ideology. For the first time, through the khutbah of Imam Sajjad, what was the difference between the khutbah of Janab Zainab and the khutbah of Imam Sajjad? The khutbah of Janab Zainab exposed the evil acts and the evil doings of the Banu Umayyah, specifically of Yazid and his father. The khutbah of Janab Zainab opened for the people to see what evil people these were. She mentioned them as Yabnat Tulaqa, as the people who were freed slaves of her grandfather. She exposed them. The khutbah of Imam Sajjad was different. It showed to the people the nobility of the ancestry of the Ahlul Bayt and the pure lineage of the Ahlul Bayt. For the first time, the people in Sham became aware of the lofty status of the Ahlul Bayt. They became aware that the true Islam lies in the hands of these particular people, and it is they who are the true representation of Islam, and it is they who are the embodiments and the true manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is what the khutbah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam did. But final part of his khutbah is when Imam establishes the institution of Azadari. You will see that in this teaching, in this khutbah, Imam is teaching us the value of minbar. He is showing to us what the minbar is all about. When he speaks to Yazid ibn Muawiyah for the first time, he says to him, "Allow me to ascend this piece of wood," or the collection of these pieces of wood. He does not call it a minbar. Was there no word as minbar that was used at that time? Of course there were, because the Holy Prophet of Islam himself mentions regarding the Rawdatun min Riyad al-Jannah in Medina, during the time of the Prophet, the word minbar was being used. So he said, بَيْنَ قَبْرِي وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَةٌ مِّنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. Between my grave and the minbar, that the peace in between there is رَوْضَةٌ مِّنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ, is a piece of paradise. The word minbar was being used, but Imam refrained from using this word minbar when it came to ascend and go on the pulpit that was created by Yazid ibn Muawiyah, that was used for propagation of and propaganda against the Ahlul Bayt, and the place that was used against Ali ibn Abi Talib for many years. He called that particular place piece of wood, no, collection of the pieces of wood. And he says, I will not call this minbar, allow me to ascend this piece of wood. So you will see that he is teaching us that minbar is a place of guidance. It is a place of learning. It is a place of opening the minds of the people. It is a place of awakening. It is a place where you are supposed to show the people the next goalpost. Not the same one, but taking them further and further and further, which my lectures, inshallah ta'ala, will mention through the effects of this very khutbah. How to go forward by following the principles that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us. The format of the khutbah is also very interesting. Imam starts by the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he talks about the fada'il of the Ahlul Bayt. Then in between he gives the guidance through those fada'il of the Ahlul Bayt. Towards the end, Imam says, فَلِمَا قَتَلْتَ عِتْرَتَهُ. Why did you kill the itrat of the man who is my grandfather? And then he actually weeps over his father and speaks about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was brutally massacred there. So you will see the format of the khutbah also, as we learn from it. The format of the khutbah has the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning. It has then the fada'il of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. But when I say fada'il, fada'il which is packed with guidance. Not just fada'il. For Ali ibn Abi Talib, my fada'il does not raise any status of Ali ibn Abi Talib. A poet in Urdu says, Safar tawil hai, rahe najat choti hai. Ali ka zikr bahut hai, hayat choti hai. He says, Ali, there is so much to talk about Ali. The life is short. Ali ka zikr bahut hai, hayat choti hai. Ali ko kaise main Mawla-e Kainat kahun? How can I say that Ali is Mawla-e Kainat? Ali ko kaise main Mawla-e Kainat kahun? Bada hai naam-e Ali, Kainat choti. When we talk about the fada'il of Imam alayhi salatu wassalam, we do not increase an iota of fadila in Ali ibn Abi Talib by mentioning, even if I don't say a word about Ali, it does not increase anything in the fadilat of Ali, in the status of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The fada'il of Ali ibn Abi Talib is for me to keep on remembering his fadila so that I can follow those fadila to become a reflection of the characteristic of Ali ibn Abi Talib. That is the reason that fadail is mentioned here. The fadail is not mentioned here so that we can only keep on doing salawats and naras and finish this. No, the fadail is when I talk about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, I am not talking about how just he was. There is no doubt he was just, even if I do not speak about the justice of Ali. He was a just individual. History will say it. The angels will record it and have recorded it. Nothing happens to Ali ibn Abi Talib. When I speak about the justice of Ali, I must remember that I must also reflect the characteristic of what Ali ibn Abi Talib was. I must be able to emulate him, and I must be able to be seen as the follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib. That is the reason for the fadila. This is what Imam As-Sajjad is doing. He is not just speaking about his father so that people may hear that this was a man of fadila. No, he is telling them that this were his characteristics. This is what you and I are supposed to do. So the format on the minbar is praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fadila which is packed with guidance, and then he ends with the masaib. And then he talks about the masaib, and he weeps for his father, Hussein ibn Ali, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. The khutbah of Imam al-Sajjad was live then, was live later on in history, and must remain live now. Until the day of judgment, this khutbah must be live. It cannot die. It was through this khutbah that later on, people realized the vital role of the Azadari of Hussein ibn Ali. It is a place where the Azadari of Imam Ali Salatu Wasalam in the world is the best organized program. When it comes to the moon of Muharram, you look from the east to the west, north to south, you will see arrangements for the Azadari taking place. It is the most well-attended event and program that takes place. And people, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of them, people willingly participate in the Aza of Aba Abdullah. They sacrifice their time, they sacrifice their money, they sacrifice everything so that they are able to attend and participate in the Aza of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, an institution that has been erected for you and I by the fourth Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. But most importantly, this institution plays a very important and a vital role of character building, of building a character. When you look at Hur, when you look at Janabi Hur alayhi salatu wasalam, you realize what was it that Hussein ibn Ali did. And allow me to say this, that you will read a Christian young man known as Wahab comes to Hussein ibn Ali. He was a Christian. He comes to Hussein ibn Ali. You hear this in the Masaib every year. We hear about it in the Masaib every year. You see a man, young man, just married by the name of Wahab, a Christian man. But show me in the Maqtal or anywhere that this Wahab said to Hussein ibn Ali, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, I am accepting Islam. Show me where it was in the books. Show me where Wahab accepted Islam. What was it about Hussein ibn Ali that Wahab got so interested, that he got so attracted to Hussein ibn Ali? No! Wahab decided to give his entire life for Hussein ibn Ali. It was his character. It was the charismatic attitude of Hussein ibn Ali. Allah knows what he said when Wahab went inside the tent of Hussein. When Wahab came out, he was willing to sacrifice his wife, his mother, his own life, and say that I am going to give my life. What was it about Hussein ibn Ali? It is an institution, this particular place, this Aza, which builds the character of the Muslim Ummah. It is a place from where you and I can rise to be the followers of Hussein. We as the Azadar of Hussein ibn Ali must be the best in character, must be the most forward-moving individuals in relation to the progress of my own spiritual self as well as the progress of the Muslim Ummah. It is this that Imam al-Sajjad wants to continue. We must remember that it is not only for the sake of Matam, and for the sake of Marthiya, and for the sake of Nauha, and for the sake of Majlis, that Hussein gave his life. For if that will be our conclusion, my fellow brothers, we will have done the greatest injustice of Hussein ibn Ali. It was not for that reason only. This hand has to rise and come and hit my chest with ma'rifah. This marsiya requires to have ma'rifah in it. This nauha needs to have ma'rifah in it. These majalis need to have ma'rifah in them. Hussein ibn Ali, salawatullahi wa salamu alayh, did not ever give his life for us to remain here only. Hussein ibn Ali wanted his message and what he stood for to reach the universe until each and every member of all the societies, no matter what denomination they come from, have nothing to say except to say that Hussein belongs not to Shia, not to Sunni, but Hussein belongs to the humanity at large. How do you see this Hussein? This is what Imam As-Sajjad is doing by establishing this. It was one of the most difficult roles for any Imam to play. And how Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, finally, do you know that this Imam was the very Imam? When he was in Karbala, he was ill. But he was the Imam who saw the head of his father on the day of Ashura on a lens. And he said, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. On the night of Shami Ghariba, this was the very Imam. When Janabi Zainab started moving from one tent to the other, moving the ladies and the children to Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, she comes to him and says, Ya Sajjad, O my son Sajjad, you are the Imam of the time. Give us the authority. Tell us what is it that we are supposed to do. Shall we burn in these tents? Or shall we just walk out of these tents without veil on our heads? Imam was the Imam who said, O aunt, you and the women and the ladies and the children walk out of these tents. Allah only knows when Janabi Zainab walked out of those tents. She hit her head, looked towards the sky, wept and said, Wa hijaba. Imam Sajjad heard this. It was Imam Sajjad the following morning who was taken to the body of his father that was trampled under the hooves of the horses. Imam Sajjad was the one to see it, cry and weep until Janabi Zainab felt that he was going to become unconscious. It was that very Imam who upon reaching the outskirts of Kufa, wept and said, how can I enter this city with my mother and my sisters without hijab? It was that Sayyidah Sajjad who saw that his sister Sakina was being asked as a concubine by those people who were brutal at that particular time. It was that Imam who saw it. All these, it was he who walked from Karbala to Kufa, from Kufa to Sham. It was he who received the whips on his back. Yet, there is something about Sham. When he was asked, Mawla, where was it that was the most difficult period in time for you? He repeats, Asham, 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 three times. Mawla, what was it about Sham? Mawla, you had gone through so much. What was it about Sham? And you and I will hear Imam alayhi salatu wasalam saying, it was not easy for me to bury Sakina with my own hands. It was not easy for Sayyidah Sajjad to bury Sakina with his own hands. No, it was not easy for Sayyidah Sajjad to see his aunt Zainab being abused by the people there. It was not easy for Sayyidah Sajjad to see that the women, it was not easy for him to see that Yazid was playing with the teeth of his father and playing with the head of his father. It was very difficult for Sayyidah Sajjad to see the head of his father being brought in a plate and his young sister Sakina looking at the head of Hussein ibn Ali, weeping and crying and dying on the head of Hussein ibn Ali. It was not easy for Sayyidah Sajjad. It was not easy for Sayyidah Sajjad. You know that they say that when Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody knew the extent of the pain that Imam was going through until when he reached Madinatul Munawwara, when he came to Medina, in the outskirts of Medina, when Muhammad Hanafiya came to receive Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam. The people in the history who have written history say that Muhammad Hanafiya came and he saw Imam As-Sajjad. The moment he saw Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, he approached him and embraced him and said, oh Sajjad, what has happened to you? The moment he embraced Imam As-Sajjad, Imam screamed and said, uncle, slowly, I have pain in my back with the whips that I have received. Sayyalamu alladhina thalamu ayyamun qalam.
Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. 18 saal maine nazon se jisko paala, kadiyal jawan Akbar aankhon ka tha ujala. Mara jo zalimon ne seene pe uske bhala, dekha jo zakhm maine mushkil se dil sambhala. Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. Qasim ki laash dekhi tha jis mein para para, Asghar jo ran se aaye man ka dhala hua tha. Abbas mera bhai khun mein naha ke soya, bedast ho gaya wo pyaasi rahi Sakina. Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. Zainab hangame asr bhaiya jab qatl ho raha tha, ab tak bhi hai nazar mein manzar jo maine dekha. Maqtal larz raha tha, har simt tha andhera, sar peet thi thi amma lab par tawa Husaina. Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. Zainab phir baad qatl sarwar ek raat aisi aayi, chadar nahi thi sar par aur be kafan tha bhai. Ghar zalimon ne loota aur aag bhi lagayi, sholon ki roshni mein wo kar pe berdaayi. Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. Zainab thi Karbala se Kufa har gaam ek musibat, ek daur wo bhi guzra baba ki thi hukumat. Darbar mein hamara jana tha ek qiyamat, sajjat pa barhna ab tauq ki aziyat. Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. Zainab darbar sham mein jab aale rasool pahunchi, bandu bande hue the sar par rida nahi thi. Wo zulm har qadam par aur bekasi hamari, tadpa rahi thi dil ko sajjad ki asiri. Zainab tadap rahi hai, faryad kar rahi hai. Zainab sab bhi biyan khadi thi baalon se munh chupaye, zalim ne bedr بھائی کے لپہ آئے دربار میں کھڑے تھے ہم گردن جھکائے اس بے کسی پہ سب کو عباس یاد آئے زینب تڑپ رہی ہے فریاد کر رہی ہے منزل ہماری ٹھہری تاریخ قید خانہ بگڑی ہوئی تھی قسمت بدلا ہوا زمانہ بچی کا وہ تڑپنا رو کر ہمیں رلانا نام حسین پر وہ ظالم کا تازیانہ زینب تڑپ رہی ہے فریاد کر رہی ہے زینب زندہ کا تھا وہ عالم وحشت برس رہی تھی بیٹی سے ملنے آئی بھائی کی جب سواری فریاد کر رہی تھی رو رو کے میری بچی دم ٹوٹنے کا منظر اور آخری وہ ہچکی زینب تڑپ رہی ہے فریاد کر رہی ہے زینب
بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب بھائی میں زینب ہوں یہ کربلا ہے جاگیر تیری ہم آئے تیری جاگیر میں رہ جائے زندہ میں ہی سکینہ یہ بھی لکھا تھا تقدیر میں پہچانو مجھ کو اے میرے غازی زینب ہوئے بھائی بھائی میں زینب بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں بازار کوفہ سے وہ گزرنا اہل حرم کے سالار کا بھیا سجایا تھا اشقیا نے ایک ایک کونا بازار کا پہچانو مجھ کو اے میرے غازی زینب ہوئے بھائی بھائی میں زینب بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھیا تمہاری غیرت کی خاطر بالوں سے پردہ کرتی رہی چادر نہیں تھی سر پر جو میرے ایک ایک قدم پر مرتی رہی پہچانو مجھ کو اے میرے غازی زینب ہوئے بھائی بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھیا سکینہ کو ایک شکی نے مانگا کنیزی میں جس گری میں بنت زہرا میں بنت حیدر بھیا لرز کر میں رہ گئی پہچانو مجھ کو اے میرے غازی زینب ہوئے بھائی بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب ہوں بھائی میں زینب ہوں kaisa andhera zindan tha wo jisme sakina jaise gayi baba chacha se mujhko mila do masoom ro ro kehti rahi pehchano mujhko ae mere ghazi zainab hue bhai bhai main zainab bhai main zainab hu bhai main zainab hu kurta jo uska khoon mein bhara tha usko banaya maine kafan jab dafn karte the usko abid thara raha tha unka badan pehchano mujhko ae mere ghazi zainab hue bhai bhai main zainab bhai main zainab hu bhai main zainab hu bhai main zainab zinda se chhut kar main aa gayi hu ranjo alam ki chadar liye bazar e kufa mein hai jo guzre aankhon mein sare manzar liye pehchano mujhko ae mere ghazi zainab hue bhai bhai main zainab hu bhai main zainab hoon